We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out why I'm still single, even though if I get pregnant, I'll figure it out. Oh my God. I won't ask for any help. My guest today, you've seen her on Comedy Bang Bang and UCB Originals, Ariza Lecea. Did I say that right?
That was like super close. You said it right the first time.
Say it.
It's okay.
One more time.
No, it's good. You know what? Say it. Lecea.
Lecea.
Ariza Lecea.
Ariza Lecea. Wow.
You know what? I'm used to it. It's like lifetime torture. First day of school, every single like story in my life. I'm just like, it's fine. I stopped like correcting people.
I mean, last names are hard. Sometimes people be like Byers. And I'm like, oh, there's no S, but I butcher everybody's last name. So I'm just like, sure, call me Byers, Byer, Meyer, whatever. Ooh, I love ice cream.
I love ice cream too.
I'm getting ice cream after this. And I mentioned them almost obsessively on this podcast at Ample Hills Creamery on Hillhurst.
Oh, I haven't been there.
You have to go. Oh. They have the best ice cream. Truly, they do not pay me a cent.
Hashtag not an ad.
This is not an ad. I genuinely just love their little scoops of happiness. It's a real treat.
Oh, yum.
It's honestly, it is a dream. You will love it. Ariza, you need to go.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. I'm more of like a chocolate chip witch, kind of like that kind of. And I get like the Cool House ones.
Okay.
Or the cream witch at Gelson's. Mm-hmm. I smoke when I go to sleep and I get the munchies, and that's like the only time I usually smoke, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I like have had so many episodes where I'm like super high and I'm like, oh no, I don't have anything. But I live a block from that Gelson. So I will
so
just
like, let me get there.
Oh yeah.
Let me and I'm walk like, on over.
And then I look at the receipt in the morning and I'm like, I spent $75 on ice cream sandwiches.
That means you bought seven because they are like $10
a piece.
They're
so expensive.
They have this other ice cream sandwich that's a chocolate chip sandwich or chocolate chip cookies with vanilla ice cream, and then it's dipped in chocolate.
Those are the cream witch ones. Yep. I got those. I get those.
My God, they are 500 calories for the whole thing.
It's worth it.
It really
it's so
is.
Worth it.
Anytime I have one, I'm like, Nicole, you are luxurious.
So bougie.
This is opulence.
Yes.
I love them so much.
They're the best.
Ariza, may I ask, are you single?
I am not single.
Oh. How long have you been dating this person?
like 7 months-ish.
Oh. Yeah. This is nice. Where did you meet?
I actually met him through a mutual friend, like mm-hmm. a UCB friend.
Okay. And is this person a comedian?
He is not.
Okay.
No. Thank God.
I mean, dating comics can be, how you say, difficult.
Oh my God, yes. I've already dated what? I think actually, it's not that bad. I think I've only dated like 3 guys at UCB, mm-hmm. comedy boys. Yeah.
They do bring lots of baggage to the table.
Yeah.
That you gotta unpack.
They all do. But then I feel like the comedy boys just like more, I don't know, they just use it in their comedy so much mm-hmm. that it like just becomes part of them when they're also off uh-huh. the stage. And I'm like, okay, I get it.
And you're like, so we're going to do bits for the next 6 hours. And when do I get to know you?
Yeah. Can you be a real person?
For 20 minutes, can you be real?
Yeah, no cartoon time.
And they're like, no, I'll never be a real boy.
I have no feelings, but my feelings are also this. So I'm like, oh, boy. I go to therapy. I cannot be your therapist.
Everyone should be in therapy.
It's so funny because I say this to a lot of people and like everybody's like, oh, that's kind of funny and true. But like my dad, like I'm from Miami and like from a big Cuban family and it's very like Cuban and there's a lot of machismo in Miami mm-hmm. and you know so it's very different like how I grew up like when I like think of relationships or men or just so many things mm-hmm. are so different for me like especially coming out here and experiencing like that difference and I remember telling my dad that I had started therapy like 2 years ago and he was like, you don't need therapy, Raisa. And I was like, papi, like, yeah, like, I feel like I do. And, like, I'm going and, like, it's getting better. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like I'm, like, definitely, like, you know, like, getting better at whatever it is that I wanted to work on. And he's like, you know what I do when I want to, you know, talk a shit? You know? I go to Versailles. That's, like, the big, like, Cuban restaurant in Miami. Mm-hmm. He's like, I go to Versailles. I order un cafecito. And I talk a shit with the old men outside. And you know what? I go home and I feel good. I'm like, that's not therapy. That's just hanging out with a bunch of old Cuban men.
Hanging out and literally preaching to the choir because you're like, this sucks. And like, it does suck. Yeah. And you're like, okay, well, nothing really got, you know.
Throwing a little fuck Fidel Castro and then that's it. Like, then you feel good. All right, we're going to wrap this session. No.
I love that that's what your dad thinks therapy is. He's like, I go have mm-hmm. coffee with my fucking friends. And I complain about my fucking family to them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I mean, there's only so much that you can unload with your friends before they're like, hey, I've had enough, mm-hmm. and maybe you go talk to somebody.
Yeah, yeah, because even, like when I'm going through something, like a breakup or, like, something, like, mm-hmm. career, family, whatever it is, like, I'll talk to my friends, and I, like, maybe, like, the boy stuff, I have, like, my girls that I'll, like, talk to, like, mm-hmm. specific ones, and we'll talk a little bit more or whatever, but I definitely know that, like, sometimes, like, everybody gives their advice, and, like, I'm actually that girl that mm-hmm. everybody comes to, like, for advice. Mm-hmm. You not, like, everybody, but, like, a lot of my girlfriends, I'm, like, that girl for them. They're like, okay, I'm going on a date. Uh-huh, like, they, like, uh-huh. walk me through the whole thing before, during, after, whatever. And I do feel, though, like, the therapist is always gonna, like, just, like, call your shit straight out mm-hmm. for real, but, like, in a way that doesn't make you feel like she's your friend yes. or, like, being a bitch about it.
Yes. Therapists love you, or not love you, they mm-hmm. care about you, but they truly have no weight or value in your life.
Yeah.
So they can look inside, and I think, to me, a therapist is the person window shopping, mm-hmm. and they're not going to buy anything, but they can tell you what's wrong and what's good about everything in the store because they're outside the store.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Wow, look at me and that analogy. That was good.
Somebody write that down.
Have you ever online dated?
Okay. I, like, tried Tinder, mm-hmm. and I've never dated because I was married. At a yes. very young age. I got
How
married
old
when,
were you?
I was 23 when I got married.
Damn. And yeah. that was like a real marriage.
Yeah, no, it was like legit. Like I was like, I'm in love. I'm getting married. This is going to be my husband forever. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to LA and we're both going to pursue our dream. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
And then how long were you married?
We were married for 3 years, but okay. we were together before that 3 years as well. So mm-hmm. like about six, like in the half, like six and a half ish.
It's a good run.
Yeah, you know, we tried. Can't say I didn't try.
Well, I think people, specifically just women, when marriages end, they're like, I failed.
Yeah.
Or like, I yeah. couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
I did this. I did. And it's very much that like people change.
Yeah.
And divorce isn't bad.
Yeah.
You guys are getting out of something that wasn't good to pursue something that's good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love divorce. I think it's good.
Me too. I feel like there's such a stigma on it, but I feel like it's getting better. Mm-hmm. Like it used to be like when I did get divorced or while I was separated or whatever, you know what I mean? Like I like didn't say anything to anybody. Mm-hmm. I was really quiet about it. Like only like a couple people like in the community mm-hmm. even knew. Like some people didn't even know I was married. Like so it was just like, I don't know. Like I've never also been like one of those people that just like talks about like everything. Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to certain things, like I do, like I love to talk and I love to chat and like whatever, like I can talk with literally anybody about almost mm-hmm. anything probably. But I definitely was very like closed off. And then
there's a shame thing.
Yeah, it's very shameful. And also I think like coming from a Latino family, like you're just like, it's very much a tradition to like get married, mm-hmm. have the kids, have a bunch of the kids, big Latino family. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, I'm not ready for that right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wasn't ready for it before. Like, and I thought I was. But I wasn't. And it's like you feel like embarrassed. So like mm-hmm. it was more like, all right, I told like my immediate family and then like everybody else just like go and gossip your fucking mouths off. I don't care. Like think what you want. Like if you have a question, hit me up.
It is funny that you have certain people in your life that you're like, okay, if I tell these three people, everybody else in my life will know.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about
it. And I don't have to do any of the work. You'll just tell it for me.
Mm-hmm, like, thank you so much.
So you said you were on apps for a hot second.
Yeah, like I was on it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Which
ones were you on?
I was only on Tinder.
Okay.
I'm just like, I meet people so randomly mm-hmm. in person. Like, a couple of my girlfriends are like, how do you meet these guys? And I'm just like, I honestly, like, I'm also very aggressive. I'm a total guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been called just, like, emasculating. Like, all mm-hmm. these things where I'm like, it's not emasculating. It's just I have a very masculine energy to me. I grew up with boys. I lived with my dad. When my parents got divorced, I grew up with my dad and, like, my big brother and my mm-hmm. little brother. So that's just how I am. Very, like, I want something done. I'm going to do it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was on Tinder. After I broke up with my ex-boyfriend from last year, and I was like, fuck it. Like, everybody's like, just try it. And I'm like, oh, fine. I just, like, feel like I'm better in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to, I can't tell if somebody's weird or whatever. Yeah. I'm literally just basing it, honestly, like, off pictures. And I'm super picky, even though, like, every guy I've ever, like, really dated seriously has never been, like, my legit type. They're just, like, mm-hmm. pretty boys, but that's really what it is. And
it's hard to tell if someone's pretty from a picture.
Yeah, guys suck at pictures.
Yep.
And also, I mean, I also don't expect them to be really good, because then if they're really good, I'm like, that also bothers me. Like, how are you so good? Like, why are you putting so much time in it?
I mean, yeah, it's like, why don't you do anything else?
Yeah, so I went on two dates with two different guys.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they were fine. Like, I don't know. Like, the first one was, like, this Middle Eastern guy. And, like, the whole time, he was so flirty, like, verbally. Mm-hmm. But then, like, literally, like, I remember we, like, went back to my place. And, like, he sat, like, on one end of the couch. And I sat on one end. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I legit have, like, not really dated somebody that, like, I have no idea who they are.
Uh-huh.
And it was so weird. But then, like, he was, like, super excited. Like, yeah, let's hang out, like, again. And, like, he, like, uh-huh. would always, like, try to make plans. And it was just, it never worked out. I was like, I'm over this. I can't. And
it is weird when someone is super into you, like, in a bar. And then you go home with them or whatever, and yeah. they're like a little standoffish or shy.
Yeah, and I was like, what did I say between the yeah. car ride here? Did I like, I don't like, did he think I picked my booger or scratched my nose ring? Like, I don't know. Like, does he think I smell now? Because I know I took a shower and I got my perfume on. Uh-huh. My violetas are on, but I don't know. That's a Cuban cologne or nice. I don't even perfume. Know. It's not cologne. It's like perfume.
That's
yeah.
what I thought it was.
Yeah, like it's unisex. So like you put on the baby.
Oh, you put it on babies?
Like, yeah, like that's what the babies usually wear. It's violeta.
You put perfume on babies?
Yeah.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Really? Oh, we get our ears pierced like real soon and you like have like your like, this is my necklace that I'm wearing with my azabache uh-huh. and my virgen and my cross. It's like my baby necklace like from when I was like born.
That's a very long chain. Did yeah. you have a fat neck?
No, it's supposed to be big so you can,
like grow into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it's like when you're a baby, it's like up to here. It's like by your belly button. It's so gangsta.
Not weird. Interesting.
Yeah.
I got my ears pierced. I think I was maybe 6 or something. I was okay. a little older.
Yeah.
And I like got them pierced. I was so excited. So jazzed. And my sister watched it happen and she went, no, thank you.
Yeah, well, imagine.
I don't think she got her ears pierced ever. Mm-hmm. And then I really wanted my second hole. And my mother was, she really did not want me to get my second hole. So then I like went on a trip, like a class trip or something to like New York. We were in the South Street Seaport. And I said, I'm going to get my ears pierced. And they didn't ask for like ID or how old I was. So then I got 4
you on just, one you side. Just, you're like, I want 4 on this entire
uh-huh.
ear.
And then I got, hit me I think up. I only have 3 on this side. I was just like, it's going to be uneven. Oh, and then my mother, she was like, what did you do? And I was like, I don't know. So sorry.
Surprise.
Sorry, I'm never going to take them out. They got to heal. And she was fine with it.
Now you're a loyal customer at Claire's Boutique. Because yep, you got to keep Claire's putting the studs in the hoops.
Or the piercing pagoda.
Yeah. Oh my God, piercing pagoda, yes.
Right? Like you never yeah. really think about a piercing pagoda past when you get your ears pierced.
Yeah. I always think of Gainesville when I think of piercing pagoda.
Gainesville, Florida?
Yeah.
Is that close to Miami?
It's 6 hours away, but my my aunt and my cousins live there and I used to go there in the summer and spend like a month with my cousin Greer. And there was only one mall there. Mm-hmm. And it's the only one we would ever go to. So like it was like the thing to do. And I just remember the piercing pagoda. I kept trying to like get like my belly button pierced. And like nobody would like allow it, so
they were like, "Ma'am, we only do ears." Yeah. And you're like, "But like, what if you pretend this stomach's an ear?"
But look at my belly; it needs a ring.
So you went on a date with the Middle Eastern dude, yeah. who then got weird,
yeah.
And then who was this other date with?
So I went on a date with this other guy who ends up being like an actor, like on some TV show that I guess got canceled, and really nice. He picks me up in his like brand new like car, like his like little Audi, and then takes me like to Gracias Madre, and it's like really nice. But I'm like, okay, like this is cool, like whatever, like we're having a good time, like it's like a nice dinner, like it wasn't like something cheapy, like mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, like he put the effort, that's cool. Because also everybody had told me horror stories, like, yeah, we went to this like gross thing and then he like asked to split the check. I'm like, somebody in a first date asked me to split the check, I swear I will walk out.
Oh,
like,
I will walk out. Always split
really?
Bills.
Oh no!
I just
like,
assume that we're gonna split it. I always just pull the card out, or I just pay for it.
I just feel like whatever, like get the dinner, like I'll get a drink after. You know, mm-hmm. like I don't know. That's how I would roll with it. But I mean, again, I don't like. I legit just don't date mm-hmm. like at all like that. But yes, I went out with him, and then. After we went to his place, I was like, oh, this guy thinks he's going to fuck. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was like, I'm not, like, ready for that right now, whatever. And then he was like, this was so bad. He was like, oh, do you want to watch this thing I have? It's from the show I was in. I was like, oh, okay. Dude, he plays me his fucking gag reel. I think, right? That's what it's called. I think I was dying. I was just like, ay, qué pena. What do I have to pretend now that I like this and laugh? Oh, boy, I'm in his house. I have to take my shoes off. I can't just run. Like, where's my purse? Yeah. So then thank God that I had, like, said yes to this, like, midnight show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I gotta go.
I gotta get out of here.
I gotta do this show in front of maybe 12 people at midnight.
But, like, I really made the commitment. Yeah. So, like, I gotta. This gag reel was real. I was gagged the whole time.
So funny.
Very funny.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible?
That is, I will say, actors and comedians, the difference is the self-awareness.
Because there are some comics out there who'll be like, watch my set. And you're like, no, did you hear yourself? And they'll be like, oh, haha. But like an actor will seriously be like, watch this thing I was in.
Yeah, like, can you watch me do a 7-minute monologue and of Hamlet? Like, and I'm like, no.
I've never once in my dreams wanted to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go home with you and watch the footage that didn't make it into your canceled TV show.
It was so awkward. I mean, and he was actually, like, very nice. So, like, I felt bad. I just, mm-hmm. so I was just like, all right, whatever. But yeah, that was it. Those are my two online dating things that I've ever done.
They sound pretty uneventful.
Yeah, they legit were.
Which I think is a lot of dates. Like, mm-hmm. I've just been, this last couple months, I've been just kind of like, pedal to the metal.
Okay.
Let's date.
Hardcore.
Let's find somebody. And it's been like pretty exhausting. I went out with, I don't know if I mentioned this on a prior episode, but I went out with like my Lyft driver.
Okay.
And he was cute, taller than I expected because I met him sitting. And
that's fair.
He was, Marissa, did I mention this? Do you know? Okay. Marissa is my wonderful producer who has listened to hours of me talk. And I don't know if she likes it. So I go out. Okay. So I leave this dude's house. He puts me in a Lyft and we're like getting to my house. And I was like looking at the side of his face. And I was like, oh my God, he's like kind of cute. Mm-hmm. He was like light skin, glasses, cute, and like had big hands. And then I was like, we get to my house and I said, hey, you're real cute. And he was like, huh, you're real cute. And I was like, do you want to like take my number and go out? He said, yes.
Ooh.
So I gave him my number and he texts me the next day. He's like, hey, this is me, your Lyft driver.
Me in the Corolla.
Yeah, me in the Prius.
Okay,
Prius.
That's true. That's true. I feel like they're all like Hyundais, Corollas, and Priuses.
Correct. And that is it.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
and I get into the wrong one all the time.
All the time. If a Prius stops in front of you and you open the door, if you're driving it, you can't be mad. Okay.
No, my first.
You can't.
When I got on Herald Night, my first show of Herald Night, I got into the wrong Prius and I was running late, and we were the like first team up, and I was already like nervous, and I was like sweating, and this guy like just like went the other way. I was like, "No, UCB Franklin is that way!" And I like yelled at him, and he was like, "Oh, you're not like I don't know, like Shania or like said some other random like
Shania
name," and I was like,
"I am not the one.
Do I look like Shania? Get out of here!" Like, and then I look at the picture, and I was like a white girl in the like picture, and I'm like, "Man, I am brown, wearing a bikini or something in my picture. Like, that was not me."
Very fun. I'm always constantly like being like, Nicole,
yeah.
Me, hello.
Yeah. Okay, wait, no, so Tommy, sorry.
So we texted for a little bit. We made plans to go out. He canceled, and then we made plans to go out again. Then I canceled, and I was like, I don't think anyone's into this. And then he was like, come down to this bar where I'm working. And I was like, okay. And it was in Chinatown. I take a Lyft down, and he shows up, soups tall. And I was like, great. Big hands, like, just, like, really attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Although he was wearing a bucket hat.
And oh, boy. What month were we in?
This was, like, last month. And we have, like, a lovely conversation. We're getting along great. We're laughing. Says a couple things that are red flags. Like, he was like, my daughter lives out of the country. And I was like, oh, you ever thought about, like, bringing her over here? And he's like, my baby's mom, she doesn't like me. She asked me to get a phone for my daughter, and she's 4. But she says she never wants to talk to me again. And I was like, okay,
yikes.
Save that for down the road.
I know. Tell me all about your exes right now.
Don't do that. So then we're just, like, talking. He's like, well, what do you do again? And I was like, I don't know if I ever see this man again. And honestly, I don't care. I was like, oh, I'm a comedian. He's like, well, that explains why you're so funny. And I was like, okay, yeah, thank you. And he's like, so, like, what kind of comedy? And I was like, oh, shit, this man has no idea who I am. This is great.
Yeah.
Because all of the dates I've had in the last, like, 2 years, everyone has known who I was and it's been a very weird thing to navigate, but yeah. I was like, this is fresh. So then I like told him a couple things and he was like genuinely interested and he asked like pretty smart questions. I was like, this is great. And then he's a DJ and
aren't they all? Everyone's Lyft driver, DJ, bartender.
Yeah, it's like, okay. But so then the guy who was DJing before him comes over and he goes, oh, you host Nailed It. And I was like, yes. And he's like, my kids love you. Can I have a picture with you? And then the Lyft driver I was out with was like, I'll take it. He's like, wow, so you're like famous. And I was like, I'm mildly successful. And he said,
that's cute.
Oh, well, I'm going to look everything up about you. And I was like, don't. And he goes, okay, I won't.
Please don't.
Just like so easy. And then we go outside and he's like, I just want to like smoke a joint before I go to work. To like spin records or whatever, or hit play and pause. Yeah. I don't know.
On the iPod.
And I was like, okay. He's like, do you smoke? And I was like, occasionally. And he's like, all right, let's smoke. So, and I should have realized that he smokes a lot and it's strong. Mm-hmm. But like, I puffed it once and then he was like, are you good? And I was like, no. Puff, puff, puffed. And he's like, you should be. And I was like, puff, puff, puff.
Oh, boy.
And then we like made out for a little bit and he was like, this was fun. I was like, this was fun. And I was like, you go DJ and I'm going to go home. And he's like, yeah, this is great. Because it's like, I don't want to be the girl who's sitting there being like, yeah, we were talking and now he's DJ.
I'm like with him.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like the DJ et. DJ. I don't know. So then I'm like waiting for my Lyft and it hits me and I was like, oh, no. And then I get into the Lyft and I was like, I guess just staring at the floor. And it's also like 10, maybe 11, not that late. And the Lyft driver's like, are you okay? I was like, hey, man, I just need some time alone.
Oh, no.
And then I got home and was like, I think my dogs need to be walked. And I said, but it's not me. I'm not doing it.
Do you have a backyard?
I do. But then, like, they have to, like, get walked, like, on the street. Yeah. And I was like, John will be home. He'll do it. And then I, like, passed out in all of my clothes. My wig was just on the floor, and it was my good wig. So I was like, oh, you must have been fucked up. And then I was just like, that's the last time I take weed from a stranger. Yeah, don't ask how strong it is.
That's fair.
We have to take a break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/date me.
Okay. Hey, Did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
We're back. What a fine break it was. What a dream of a break.
A lot of people have not made fun of me, but they're like, you're insane because I've scheduled a booty call.
Yes.
But like, I've done it like days, like in advance.
Oh,
and I'm just like,
absolutely.
Yeah, like one night, like I remember, like with like, actually with like my boyfriend, like that's literally mm-hmm. how it started. I was like, hey, like I was like texting for a booty call. He's like, oh no, like I'm in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I can't like come. I'm in Arizona. I was like, oh fuck. All right. How does Monday work for you? He's like, Monday's good. I'm open. So we're like, uh-huh. I'm like at the middle of like the shortstop, just like in the bathroom line. Like, and my friend's like, what are you doing? You're like making an appointment. I'm like, oh yeah, I legit yes. am. I'm making a dick appointment for
you. Have to.
Yeah,
if you
like,
are busy,
why not?
You gotta make the dick appointment.
I looked up really quick because I have like a regular agenda and then I have like some stuff I put on my phone mm-hmm. that's important. And then I was like, okay, check, check, check. Oh, cool. I'm available Monday. Does that work for you? Cool. Mm-hmm. Great. See you at 10.
That's what I do. I have to. Otherwise, I don't get it. I don't get it in.
Yeah, you gotta set appointments. You gotta set that time aside.
You gotta set the time aside. You gotta make sure everybody's available. Everybody's free.
Write it in your bando.
Yes, I write it. I have a planner right here that I'm looking at. I'm gonna read you some Tinder conversations I've had.
All right.
Because everybody is out of their minds.
Locos.
So this guy said, "Oh, hey there." So I said, "Who's that dude in the yellow shirt?" He said, "Huh?" I was like, "In your second pick." He was like, "My best friend." I was like, "Is he single?"
Isn't that the worst?
Because he was so hot. And he goes, "LOL, no." And then I said, "Oh, okay, y'all do threesomes?"
I love that you kept on instead of like, bye.
Well, I was like, obviously, like, you're not going to want to go out with me because I asked about your friend. Yeah. And then he was like, definitely not. He's like, and I said, oh, okay. And he said, sorry, not into doing that with my friends. So I said, cool.
Not with my friends. That's, you know, I guess, I don't know. I've never done a threesome, so I don't know. I don't even know, like, what I would think about.
I've done it twice. And it was just, like, being very drunk at a bar and it just, like, happening. And you're like, okay. So here's another conversation I had. He said, hey. So I said, hey. Also, this was in a phase where I was just swiping yes on everybody because I was like, I don't know, maybe something will stick.
Okay.
And he ended up, he's like, not the cutest, whatever. And then he was like, how are you? I said, I guess not great. He said, why? And I said, Well, all my ice cream melted.
Was that real?
Yes.
I am so like happy that it was real because it came from like a real place. Uh-huh. But I'm so sad that your ice cream melted because we love ice cream.
And then he said, LOL, no. Why? And I said, I left it out on the counter while I took a nap. Then he was like, how long was your nap? I was like, an hour and a half. And he said, weed nap, LOL. So I wrote LOLs. I was
like, that was it.
Not that funny.
No.
And then he commented on a picture that I just put up and he was like, beautiful. Okay, there's another one I'm going to read to you. I put up this new picture of me like bent over and people have been losing their minds.
Oh, let me see.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
He said, hey, it looks like we matched. Want to get to know each other? And that was in March. March 12th of this year.
Okay.
And then March 15th, he said, are you going to talk to me? So I said, probably not. And then he said, okay. And then on July 18th, he sent me a smiley face.
Oh, wow. He's committed.
Uh-huh. And then on Monday, November 9th, he sent a little message about my picture. And he said, looking good. I just think it's so weird that I was like, hard no.
You're like, but like you haven't like X'd him out. You just like still keep getting the messages.
Because I'm like, what else are you going to say to me?
You know, it's just like a pen pal.
It's a pen pal who like, I'm not,
you're not
responding to you. Oh, wait. So then this guy said, Nicole, I've been trying to think of a good opener for like a month, but I'm drawing a blank. Ha ha. Clearly, I'm not worthy. And I don't know what is with dudes. For whatever reason, guys will send me messages and be like, I'm dog shit. And I'm like, well, why open with that? Why not just be like, here's the best version of me possible. Yeah. And then I can decide whether you're dog shit. So then he said, I was at one of your tapings over the summer. You were the funniest part. And I said, thank you. I felt the funniest, which is a joke, whatever. I said, JKKKK, I never feel that way. Thank you. You only trying to compliment me or take me out? No point in texting if you know who I am. I don't know who you are. Nothing.
And still nothing?
Still nothing. That was in October. And I was like, so why did you think for a month over a good opener and then I responded to your bad opener?
Yeah.
And then, like, we're never going to go out? What?
I have, like, girlfriends that they'll talk to me about, like, these messages, too. They'll mm-hmm. show me. And, like, I have a lot of girls that, like, they're on a bunch of apps. And, like, they'll show me and they'll tell me, but he didn't respond. And I'm like, I don't know. Did they just find somebody else that, like, they, like, then, like, just, like, got wifed up so quick? Like, I don't get it.
It can't be that.
No.
I can't fathom that, like, in a day, because I responded in a day.
Okay.
In a day that
he didn't
you
know what to do.
Found somebody else and you've moved on. I don't know what it is. I guess maybe I came on a little too strong. It was a little intimidating by being like, I'm funny.
I think you are. I feel like there's similar things like where like I would relate with you, especially like listening to the, like other things you've said mm-hmm. like on the podcast prior and stuff. I do think that like you're an intimidating woman. I get that all the time as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, but then like when they get to know us, it's like, oh, we're like really like, we're actually very like sweet, like
yes.
down to earth ass bitches. And it's
I'm a nice bitch who likes ice cream
and it.
Short walks that immediately follow a car ride to a location.
Yes. Oh, I don't fucking walk. I will take a car to Trader Joe's, and you know how close I live there.
Which is very funny because you live just around the river bend.
Oh,
literally
yes.
just around the bend.
Oh, yeah. I refuse to walk and then have to carry my stuff back.
Yeah. Fuck that. Uh-huh. There was this girl. Let's see if I can find it. She was updating me on her relation. Like this dude, she had DM'd me and was like, I really like this guy, but he's out of my league. And then she was like, oh, no.
She DM'd you about another guy on the app?
No. Sorry. This is a...
like a friend.
Yeah. No, not a friend. It was just this random girl on Instagram DM'd me. I can't find it, but it was so funny. She was just like, he's out of my league. I don't know what to do. He just ghosted me. Crisis averted. Oh, no. He asked me for another date. Oh, no, he ghosted me. Crisis averted. And then she was like, and now I'm dating this other guy. And it's going great. So if this seems specific to you, congratulations.
What is up with guys and ghosting?
I honestly don't know. It really bums me the fuck out that people can't be like, you're not what I'm looking for. So sorry. But I did go someone a little bit. So I was dating this girl and things were going well, but she didn't like that I smoked. And I was like, I smoke. And she's like, tastes like an ashtray. And I was like, you've never tasted an ashtray. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just get that.
It's true.
Straight. You've never licked an ashtray. Yeah. And then we had been texting and then she texted and then I just kind of fell off the face of the planet. Mm-hmm. And I was also to be fair, was working and traveling a bunch. Mm-hmm. But in hindsight, I should have said that. I should have been I am very busy right now and I don't know if I have time for this. So, yeah, but I don't think that's everyone's case.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I feel like I also just I have so many, so many girlfriends out there on these apps and they just tell me all these horror stories. And if any guy that dates me wants to break up, you will not break up with me over the phone or via text. You better come and show your fucking face to my house. And you want to, if you're going to break my heart, you're going to see me cry or you're going to see me get mad. And you're going to see me fucking go all out in Spanish to you or whatever it is that happens.
I don't think I can do that.
Yeah. I'm
I think I have to send a text to be I don't think this is for me.
I mean, if it's something not super serious, that's fine. Hey,
if we're 2 years deep, you can't break up with me via text.
But even a couple months, I know guys that will be dating when girlfriends and they'll be together 5 months, which doesn't feel a lot, mm-hmm. but that's 5 months.
That's almost half a year.
Yeah. And then they just ghost if it's all good. And I'm that's not chill. You guys are in your 30s. Mm-hmm. Grow the fucking, grow some balls.
5 months, I wouldn't ghost anybody. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that at 5 months, nobody would ghost me. That mm-hmm. sounds insane. Speaking of ghosts, there was a New York Post article on October 30th, right before Halloween, that said woman who had sex with 20 ghosts is now engaged to a spirit. And I cannot believe it. And the funniest part of the article was, her quote was, "There was no going down on one knee. He doesn't have knees."
What? Oh my God, this world is so wild. And everybody marries everything.
Made me die. I was this is the wildest thing I've ever read. I love that this woman openly was he didn't get down on one knee. He has no knees.
How does how do you tell your family thread? I'm engaged to a spirit.
I don't. If I said that to anybody in my family, they'd be like, get her out of LA.
Yeah.
She's not well. She is sick. She is ill.
Seriously, that is so wild.
Isn't it nuts? And then you're not on Hinge, but on Hinge. Mm-hmm. So on Hinge, you have to.
I don't know how it works.
You someone's picture or a fact about them or whatever. Uh-huh. And then they choose to match with you. And they're initiate the conversation. And when nobody likes you, there's a screen when you can go to your likes. And it says, likes you, zero.
Wow, Hinge. We need to make that more positive.
Hinge, I feel this is a target on a personal assassination on who I am, Hinge. I feel there's a nicer way to say that nobody likes you other than saying nobody likes you.
So there's Hinge, there's Tinder, then there's Bumble, right?
Hinge. Bumble, OkCupid, Raya, Coffee Meets Bagel, which is my mortal enemy.
Coffee Meets Bagel, what is that? You just have breakfast?
I don't fucking know because I don't understand it. You have to gather beans to like people. And then.
Wait, you gather frijoles, beans?
Coffee beans.
Oh.
And I guess the women are bagels and the men are beans. But I'm why can't they be bigger? Why is it just a little bean going through a gaping bagel hole?
So weird.
Yeah, I hate it. And then I was on this thing called Woo, which was a fat lady app. And then there was this website called Feeders that I was on for a little bit. But that was the whole feederism thing that I'm not into.
Okay.
Like, I don't need anyone to stuff me full of food and then, like, rub my stomach and come on my...
Oh, my God.
On my, like, full stomach. That doesn't do it for me. No shade, no shame.
I've, like, never even heard of this.
People who are into it. Oh, feeder?
I feel, like, such a prude with some things. Like, I legit, like, I'm very, like, dick, dick, pussy, whatever, and fuck this, and I'll fuck that guy or whatever. Like, I'll say shit because I'll go fuck. But, like, I'm also, like, I'm such a prude for so many things, and I, like, don't. I learn everything from my friends. Like, they tell me, I'm like, no. And then also I think, like, they for sure have told me stuff that's probably fake, and I believed it 100%.
Well, there's a whole subset of fetishes. Where it's feeding people.
Oh,
like,
wow.
People get off feeding people, and then other people get off being fed. And, like, there's very interesting, there's, like, stuffing videos.
Oh, wow.
And a stuffing video
I'm
is, like,
to look this up.
it's so very interesting. Truly, if you're into it, I'm not shading you.
Yeah, no, at all.
You gotta get off how you get off, but, like, women will have funnels. And they'll be funneling, like, milkshakes. And then, like, some of them have PayPals where you can PayPal them and then tell them what you want them to buy. And then they'll, like, go to McDonald's and get, like, 100-piece McNugget and then just eat it and, like, rub their tummies and be like, yum, yum, yum.
Wow.
I'm digesting. Probably gaining a couple
for
pounds.
Good them making that money,
right?
You know? Like, but I no.
Yeah, not for me.
Not my kind of party.
I mean, I have my kinks, but that ain't them. Tie me up. I also found this other
segue. Tie me up.
Tie me up, baby. Ooh. Choke me down, baby. I found this other article. I've just been, like, on the internet finding, like, wild things. I met my soulmate, married him, and got pregnant with his baby in 9 days. And they're two of the most beautiful people I've ever seen.
Really?
And I was like, how? How is it so easy for everybody?
Do you not feel like, I don't know, I always, like, I feel like every guy that I've really liked or, like, been with, or even, like, random guys that I've just, like, kind of, like, hung out with for a little bit, they've all been just, like I said, like, people that I've met, like, at a bar or, like, through a friend. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it, because I feel like you, like, would definitely go up to a guy at a bar. Like,
oh,
you would
absolutely.
Be, yeah, like, you'd be that girl that, like, would go up to them and then just, like, whatever, here's your number. I literally, like, gave my number to, like, a bartender in New York, like, two DCMs ago. And, like, he ended up flying out here seven times. Yeah, he flew out here 7 times. And it was just, like, me, like, just being, like, spontaneous. And I'm like, whatever, I'll never see this guy ever again because I'm leaving tomorrow back to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker came 7 times to L.A.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, what am I doing?
I mean, you got that bomb-ass punk. I, like, in my youth would go up to people more in bars and, like, hit on dudes.
Mm-hmm.
The older I get, the more I'm like, oh, well, I'm at this bar, like, with my friend.
Yeah.
I don't feel like leaving her or him to go hit on somebody else. And it's just, like, a very...
Or if you're, like, in a group set. I've never done it, like, just by myself. But, like, actually, I did that one time. But I was, like, with my, like, straight friend. Like, I was with Carlos from my, like, improv team. And I was, like, okay, I need to make sure that he knows that, like, we're not on a date. Because everybody always thinks, like, that, like, he's my boyfriend. Or, like, we're together. Like, if it's just me and him or whatever. And I'm, like, no. Get away. Make sure you don't look like you're with me while we're eating. Stop, like, being funny and make me laugh. Ugh. I hate you.
Let's be somber so someone hits on me.
Yeah. Make sure when he comes by our table, like, I don't know, say something like, haha, my girlfriend. Make sure he knows you have a girlfriend, not me.
My girlfriend, not you.
Not you. But yeah, usually I feel like I've done it, like, when I have gone up, though, like, to guys, like, when I'm more in a group setting.
Because
I guess I feel like, well, if I get rejected, I'm going to just walk back to the gals and they're going to make me feel good.
Walk back to my friends and say, let's pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's weird. I was in San Jose, maybe? I don't remember, but I was, like, doing a weekend somewhere and I had just, like, gone out with my opener to this bar and then this, like, kind of attractive man hit on me. And I was like, oh, this is great. Maybe I'll get it in tonight. And I was like flirting
showing some dick.
Back. And then he was like, you're a comedian, right? And I was like, yeah. And then like we got progressively drunker, and then he like just, he knew exactly who I was and was like asking little questions to make it seem like he did it, until fully he was like, so like how do I become a comedian? And I was like, oh,
did you vomit in your mouth?
No.
I would have.
I fell down, hit my head, and passed away. No, I truly was just like, oh, I gotta go. And he's like, oh, will I see you again? I was like, no, I don't live here. And he was like, oh, where do you live? And I was like, LA. And he's like, oh, yeah, do you think I should move to? And I was like, I do not know what you should do.
These little like star fuckers. It's so like, also like, it's so funny how like when mm-hmm. people do that, I've had people do that and like, I'm not famous. Like, and like, I can tell like somebody like knows about me through social media mm-hmm. and they'll like, but so people are so bad at it. And they'll be like, somebody one day was like, oh yeah, like I just met her at a bar, like literally this was like a month or two ago mm-hmm. and like my friend was there and I'm good friends with this girl, and she was there and she was like, yeah, I don't know, da, 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 da. She's like, yeah, like, oh, like it's like if like you went out with like your 23-year-old niece, right? Or so, like she said this mm-hmm. thing, and I was like, I legit had just gone out like for my niece's birthday, Amanda.
Oh, how weird. So, and she like, was like calling out something you did on like Instagram.
It was so awkward. And I was like, ooh. And I remember like I was like, also like the most rant, like I don't know, like she like really like stuck that in somehow. And I was like, she was like, yeah, or like if she was like an influencer, like because my niece is like a little influencer mm-hmm. and she's just this cutie. And I was just like, ew, like, you know, like, about me and my family, and that's just, like, weird that, like,
that's
you, like, threw it
so
in.
So weird that she's just, like, dropping little bombs about your life to you.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah,
but then sometimes it's nice when people ask you questions. Like, at the airport today, I met a lady named Molly who was very, very sweet, and she was like, are you Nicole Byer? And I was like, yes. And she's like, I know, because you wear this hat. My hat says feminist, and it's bold, and you can see it from a mile away. And she's like, and you've, like, posted selfies, and I'm sorry I'm talking to you. And I was like, no, it's fine. It's nice when people like you.
Yeah, that's fine. I think it's okay to, like, recognize people. I'm so bad. I can't tell you how many, like, people that I should have probably known who they were, and I just, like, talked to them. And I, like, I'll never, like, Paul Feig, I remember, like, came after, like, literally, it was a day that they announced Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. the female one. I was interning, and this woman was like, look, Paul's gonna come, he's gonna be dressed in a suit, like really nice. And mm-hmm. I'm like, here, like, I don't know Paul Feig, like what he looks like. I've only like, I know who he is, but mm-hmm. I don't know, I can't keep up with everybody. Is so many people. And like, he walks in and I was like, oh my god, you must be Paul, because whatever her name is said that you were gonna come in, you're gonna be dressed really like super cute. Oh my god, is that let me see your pocket square. I grab his pocket mm-hmm. square, rub it on my face. I'm like, I was so aggressive. And I was like, but I was just like, because he was loving it. He was just like smiling at, oh, uh-huh. yeah, it is. I'm like, is it silk? I put it on my face. And I was like, oh, my God, I love it. It's so nice. Is it vintage? Well, anyways, listen, she said you're going to need a cocktail. So if you want something, like, super cute, go to Poubelle. But if you, like, just want a beer or something, like, you can also go to Pert. And I'm like, and then he walks out, and literally everybody that was in the intern, mm-hmm. they were just, like, their jaws were, like, open. And they're like, Raisa, do you know who you just did that to? I'm like, yeah, Paul, her, my gal, her over there, she told me he was coming. It says, walk him backstage. And he was like, they were like, no, that was Paul Feig. And obviously, Len, I had put it together,
oh,
because that week,
so funny.
It was so current. And I was like, uh-huh. oh, I'm an asshole.
Oh, I'm sure it was fine.
Oh, no, it was fine. I think it was just like, I was like, I don't know. I just like grabbed his pocket square
sometimes
and rubbed it on my face.
You can't, like, your body is doing things faster than your brain is telling you. Like,
so much.
Everything's not firing in all cylinders. And you're just like, I'm
all
being crazy.
All the time. I can't help it.
Well, Raisa?
Yes.
I won't say all of my guests, because I've been guests.
Guests.
Because I've been forgetting. Would you date me?
You know, I think I would try it, but I think we'd be too crazy together. Mm-hmm. I think that we're both too alpha.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think we'd have a very fiery two weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we would fizzle out hard.
Great
and we'd be
sex.
Like, okay,
yeah.
Well, I mm-hmm. think we're done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We'd always look super hot walking into like
yes.
events though. Like,
I mean, not today. Today I look like a trash dumpster.
I like rolled out of the shower.
I rolled out of a plane and went home for 30 seconds and was like, change your shirt? I don't know. Raisa, do you have anything you want to promote?
So I host the only Latinx show at UCB.
Yeah. Oh, it's Latinx? I thought it was Latinx.
Latin. I don't know if say it. Latinx, Latinx. I don't know. I say so many words wrong that I'm just like, correct me, people. It's fine. Whatever. English was my second language. So.
I mean, I'm not Latinx. So like, don't let me correct you.
I've been told, but no, you're not the only one that has said that. And I don't know if I say it wrong. Pero anyway,
who knows?
I host the only Latinx show at UCB. It's called Spanish Aquí Presents.
Yeah.
We're every first Friday at 10:30 at UCB Sunset. Yeah. Our next one is December 7th.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of really good guests. And I have one of my favorite singers. He's going to perform.
Who?
Twin Shadow.
I don't think I know Twin Shadow.
He's just so, I have had such a like music crush on him. And also he's gorgeous. That's the biggest thing I'd promote my show. You can follow us at Spanish Aquí Presents. And then if you want to follow me on the Soch, you can follow me on Instagram at Rizza Star, RZA Star, Twitter, first and last name, Riza Licea. I don't know. Do I have anything? My website?
Yeah, baby.
Somebody found me
tell
the other day
them.
Through that. Like, gave me an offer. I was like, oh my God, I've never gotten an offer through my website.
Tell the people.
Yes. Thank you, Wix.
If you like this episode of my podcast, please subscribe. Rate it 5 stars on the iTunes. And if you like it and if you leave me a nasty little message, I will read it. This person said, if I had a cock, I'd shove it in the mouth. Which is funny because I don't know if you mean my mouth
or there
or just a mouth. Okay. Hey, baby, it's too much damn work to figure out how to comment on iTunes, but I love your podcast so much that I want you to suck my gay ass dick till you pass away. And I'll eat that nasty puss till you come back to life.
Oh my God. Why you gotta call him nasty puss though?
I love it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why my puss is nasty. I guess because he's gay. He's like, I could never.
Yeah, he's like, no poony. No.
Let's see. This person said, you're really beautiful and sexy. Hi, beautiful. Let's date.
Oh.
Not dirty, but I read it. All right. Good. Bye bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.